This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. With war raging on fronts to the east and the south, the summer of 2022 is proving a bitter one for the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
A scenic picture of locals bathing in a part of the Dnipro River known as Venice Beach may give the illusion that all is back to normal in the Ukrainian capital. For 19-year-old cybersecurity student Valeria, the thought of war constantly looms in the back of her head.
When we are playing volleyball and we hear the siren, it's really scary.
In the center of town, violinist Markian Lukinyuk plays his violin to passers-by. He says things seem to have gone back to normal.
People kind of disregard the sirens and all this kind of stuff because they got used to it, I guess, and that's the worst part of it.
Magazine editor Andrei Bashtovyi recently passed his military medical check, meaning he could soon be sent into combat too.
It feels pretty safe, but if you listen to the people, they are totally speaking about their relationships, about sex, and about war issues.
I'm Karen Chamas.
A Ukrainian official said the army is running out of ammunition in its battles with Russian forces in the Mykolaiv region near the front line in the south of the country. The regional governor called for urgent international military assistance. Vitaly Kim said Saturday that the Ukrainian forces in the region are out of ammunition and said the help of Europe and America is very, very important. Ukraine is in talks with other countries about providing more weapons. Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba said in a tweet Saturday he'd spoken with his Polish counterpart to discuss future deliveries of heavy weapons. Kuleba also said the two discussed placing another round of EU sanctions on Russia. VOA News. Hundreds of demonstrators rallied in Washington, D.C. and across the United States on Saturday, calling on lawmakers to pass legislation aimed at curbing gun violence. The march follows last month's massacre at a Texas elementary school and a number of other shootings in recent weeks. The march is planned at more than 450 locations around the United States on Saturday. Were organized by March for Our Lives. That's the gun safety group founded by student survivors of a 2018 mass shooting at a Parkland, Florida high school. In addition to the nation's capital, rallies were planned for locations such as New York City, Los Angeles, and Chicago. U.S. President Joe Biden, a Democrat who earlier this month urged Congress to ban assault weapons, expand background checks, and implement other gun control, tweeted that he supports the marches. More than 2 weeks after the massacre at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, funerals continue for the 19 children and two teachers who were killed. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
10-year-old Alexandria Anaya Rubio was known as Lexi. Her mother, Kimberly Mata Rubio, described her daughter to members of Congress at a hearing on gun safety this week.
She was intelligent, compassionate, and athletic.
Lexi played basketball and softball like her father, a Uvalde County Sheriff's deputy. The family asked mourners to wear bright colors to her funeral Saturday because Lexi loved them.
She was quiet, shy unless she had a point to make.
Her mother, a reporter at the local newspaper, says when she knew she was right, Lexi would stand her ground.
She was firm, direct, voice unwavering.
As for guns, Kimberly Mata Rubio told the hearing,
"We stand for Lexi. And as her voice, we demand action."
I'm Ben Thomas.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has doubled down on his arms buildup in the face of what he describes as an aggravating security environment. Kim concluded a major political conference on Friday. At the same time, outside governments were monitoring signs of a possibly imminent North Korean nuclear test. Kim's meeting came amid a provocative streak in missile demonstrations aimed at forcing the United States to accept the idea of North Korea as a nuclear power. Kim, during the meeting, promoted Cho Sun-hui, a veteran diplomat with deep experience in handling U.S. affairs, as his new foreign minister. And recapping our top story this hour, war is raging on fronts to the east and the south, making the summer of 2022 a bitter one for residents of the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.